And 3, 2, 1. Hello? Hello? Well, if it isn't the conquering hero. The goer of the outside, the person of the night. Hail the conquering adventurer. You went outside of your own volition. I'm so proud of you. Come. I guess I've been without you for a few hours. Come here. How dare you? How dare you have friends and go out and socialize and be a person? We had an agreement we would both be equally needy and you were not fulfilling your side of the bargain. Because somebody has to be a fully rounded, realized person with friends, and I'm just here reading smut. Yeah, but wholesome smut. Yeah, the slow burn, enemies to lovers kind of smut that makes you go... Somebody has a red face. No, it's not me. It's somebody with very, very, very red cheeks. Mm-hmm. Like sherry, sherry tomatoes. So much so, you just want to pop them in your mouth and squeeze. How are your friends? Pleasant, annoying. Combination of both? But that's how you know they're your real friends. You can't really be friends with someone unless they annoy you a little bit. Mm-mm. Not possible. Oh, did you? So there was merriment and drinking and good times all around? Well, apart from slightly confusing me, I am very pleased. Because you never go out and you deserve to go out. Because you work very hard and you try very hard and you need to get these shoulders from down around your ears back down there where they belong. You, you adorable stress ball. Come here. I'm going to mince and knead and squish these shoulders. Because I'm autistic and I like to squeeze. You like to be squeezed as much as I like to squeeze, do not deny. Lies, blasphemy, heathen tales from a heathen liar. It should be illegal to smell this nice. To feel the squishy but firm. You're like a spongy little marshmallow, but you also have that solidness to you. You're a solid squish. A very pretty solid squish. With the prettiest little eyebrows I ever did saw. I don't need to explain why your eyebrows are pretty, they just are. Because I said so. It's not my fault you don't understand my flawless logic that requires no explanation. The goddess who made me in her image. I can't explain it anymore. I am what I am, and what I am is... happy that you're home. Don't laugh at me, I'm being vulnerable and cute and shit. Why? Because you're cute and funny and I like your butt. Well, now you're not making any sense at all. You don't have a nice butt. Huh? Eh? Huh? Speak sense or don't use words. You have been blessed with a very nice derriere. Accept it. Because like the rest of you, it is squishy but solid. Oh, and all that touch now. Oh, really? Not even a little pinch? I cannot help that you possess an extremely cute tush. Ooh, but it's so holdable and squishable and squeezable. Give me the butt. Give me the butt. Give me the butt! Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Are you okay? You feel very, very warm. You're not sick, are you? Aww. Oh. Oh, you might be. Oh, no, now that you mention it, I can see it. Look at this face. This is not a red person from drinking. This is a red person from desperate, desperate need of snacks. Mm. Nurse, we need a titty pillow ASAP. Coming right up, applying the face to the tit. Mmm, man, see how the relaxes. Mmm. Forehead solved with kiss, hair being stroked. We're doing everything we can. Mmm. You don't have to pretend to be sick for me to look after you, you know. Mm-mm. Excuse me, have you ever had a conversation with me? I want to smush you and squeeze you and ruffle this hair all the time. Because I don't have any hobbies. Nah, it's fine. Obsessing over you is hobby enough. Oh, my little squish. My little. How did you get so biteable and squishable and squeezable and popping in the mouthable? They were all words and phrases. Thank you very much. Don't disagree with me. I'm sorry you don't understand my perfect logic. I can't do anything but apply your face deeper to the tip. We'll work day and night to restore you, don't worry. Even if we have to stay here clinging to each other, I won't leave you. Is it spoiling time? Well, I think it might be spoiling time. Oh, I just have this feeling in my chest and my tits and my nipples. Something is saying shove their face deeper into the plumage and just spoil, spoil, spoil. Cause they're cute as a button. Very much like that butt. You can't blame a girl for squeezing the tush. Cause it's fat and juicy and squeezy and squeezy and squeezy and squeezy and squeezy. No, I've decided it's spoiling time, you seal your own fate. Going out and being cute and coming home and saying I love you and, you know, snuggity. What were you thinking, you poor, unfortunate titty fiend? You signed your own titty warrant, I hope you're happy. If not, I am. I don't know if you've ever had your boobs squeezed before. But when it's by the right person, it's really, really good. Just like that. Now rub away. Rub thy face between thy boobs. You being so cute all the time. A normal person will come in from drinking, pass out, fart, wake up to vomit, and then demand an egg sandwich at 3 a.m. You come straight in and apply thy face to thy tit and tell me that you love me. How are you not the cutest person ever? Exactly, you're starting to get to know. You activated the inner cat, it's not my fault. Oh, she's always there. She lays down my bed at any moment. She's like... And then I wiggle my butt and I shove my tits in your face and everything just makes sense. I'm glad you had fun. I'm glad you went out and I'm glad you saw your friends. And I'm glad they were equal parts annoying and adorable. Cause that is true friendship and you deserve true friendship. Yes, I am your friend, but I'm not just your friend. I hope that's not how you refer to me. Oh, best friend and girlfriend. Can I just let you know something? Everybody hates you. Everybody hates the person that says she's not just my girlfriend, she's my best friend. I know it's true. It doesn't make it any less... Oh, no, really, we hate you. Because even when we're happy for people, the selfish part of our brain goes, oh, I want that. No! They love you and care about you and think you're amazing, but if you go around saying, my girlfriend's amazing and she's my best friend, everyone will think, dick. But a lovable dick, an adorable dick, the best dick in the world. I love you very much. Even though you're a dick. The thickest, most satisfying dick in the world. You know I'm a girth girl. Length is severely overrated. Having a post-night out fuck. Especially when it's with your girlfriend slash best friend. I think you need to go out and get drunk more often. Mm-hmm.